because
right now it's time for a little
so much floating, so much sinking.
Cha-cha.
Will it float? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know who thinks that stuff up, but I'm like, jeez,
darndest thing. And then it is a will it float item in question, which we've talked about throughout the morning, and it was the Texas tradition that was the Twinkie.
Right.
Still marketed and logoed by the Hostess Company as Twinkies.
But
seemingly,
you no longer think
is wrong.
No. It's the Hostess with the mostest. No
know,
way.
In fall of 2020, it was the death of the Twinkie. It stopped being made. We gave it a Viking funeral, actually,
aww,
in the Will It Float tank on the show.
That is so special.
On 1.0 version of the show. And that was the end of the Twinkie as we knew it. I don't remember what it did.
And you haven't had one since?
Then the Twinkie came. Oh, I've had one since, and I know.
Oh, and you.
Because the new Twinkies came back. Very excited about it.
Right.
Took about, I don't know, 2 years, maybe. But they were much smaller. Since have gotten smaller than that.
Shrinkflation.
They try to put them in packs of two, and that doesn't fool me. Still a smaller Twinkie product.
I know. I look
filling
at like a gallon
different.
Of ice cream, and I think, I can't be this crazy.
The
it
outside
was not this
is
small.
Not as spongy as it previously, not as cakeage.
Oh.
It's a little slimy. Feel it.
I can
there's
see
moisture
it
involved.
Here. I'm not a huge fan of the Twinkie.
Original Twinkie didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
You could throw a Twinkie in probably the Will It Float tank back in the day, and it would absorb all the water. It'd be over with.
And now there's like an extra coating. You don't need that.
So Twinkie 2.0 is going into the tank. By the way, again, for more on the history of the Twinkie, make sure to tune into PBS this Saturday at 2 a.m. for my Ken Burns documentary, The Rise and Fall, The Death of a Texas Tradition.
That must have
Twinkie.
Been really confusing on the set with the Ken Buckner and the Ken Burns.
Especially since I don't work for NPR. They figured that out about 2:45 on Saturday morning. But that's coming up right now. We need two of you. He is Hank Fan number 9. Got the prime spot here out of Fort Worth. Joe! Welcome, Joe, to Will It Float.
Yes, sir. Line. It'll float.
Oh, wow. Joe, yes, sir. It'll
okay.
float.
Okay. Amen.
Right.
Direct.
Salute.
A plus.
Get him in the National Guard.
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, then a foregone conclusion is what Hank Fan number 10, Erica, out of the Cleburne.
Good morning.
Welcome to Will It Float. And you're hoping that it will then what do in the tank? Sink. That would be. I think Joe just stole the thunder out of Erica.
I was
going to
say,
right
I mean, how do you follow that up?
She's still, I can visually see, with us and always will be in spirit. All right, to the Will It Float tank of transparency, of course, and let's test what this Twinkie 2.0 is going to do. Of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it will do to determine a victory between Joe and the memory of Erica. All right, streaming live on our Hank Facebook page in 3, 2, 1, down goes Twinkie. Both Twinkies, they go upside down and they are floating. They are floating together, the two-pack. See, I told you they were sticky. Why are Twinkies gooey? That is wrong. Twinkies should not be gooey except on the inside. And that bond, though, held it together. Both together. They are, even though 2.0, they are showing a sign of solidarity for the Hostess folks. Congratulations, Joe. I don't know what happened to Miss Erica, but Twinkies are floating. Congratulations, Joe. It's tomorrow night.
We're all here.
All right, there it is. All right, maybe now it's the memory of Joe that we'll celebrate. Either which way, there they are. They're not going anywhere. No, they defied the 10-second rule, and they defied.
And they're sticking together.
Already one death. They're not going to succumb to another. Twinkies!
Thank you.
Good or bad, brand new or not, they're floaters.
Thank you.